This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, well, thanks for keeping us, keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab as the Captain's America Third Watch. And when Parler comes back, we're there the same way. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the things that we have over there. And by the way, speaking of our website, you can join a growing number of American patriots who are looking to keep this country great by joining us at our website. Sign up over there to get the bulletins and the events that we post in there and put it out on the page and send it to all the different people that subscribe so they know where we're going, what we're doing, and they can participate in what we're doing as well. Okay, joining us right now to start things off, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we obviously emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to kick it right out of the gate and start with the defense yesterday for Donald Trump and their presentation that they did. I heard Alan Dershowitz give it an A+, and I thought to myself, it was excellent. But so I guess I'll do the same thing. I'll give them an A+. They did exactly what they had to do. Everybody was telling them, hey, go after the Democrats. Use their own words against them. And boy, did they.
Well, they sure did. And what Professor Dershowitz was able to emphasize is, again, you know, they're trying to make it sound like President Trump, then President Trump, using pretty much standard stump speech political words, rhetoric, that Democrats have used, by the way, over and over and over again, that in and of itself is somehow the key to the incitement, quote-unquote. So, yes, he praised the defense team, and I think they learned, Captain, yes, use the words of the Democrats, and also they had a brevity to what they did. They certainly didn't take quite as long as the House managers did.
No, and the other thing is Congressman Ted Lieu, who was one of the impeachment managers for the Democrats, said in this was a quiet part of something that he was talking to somebody and it came over the mic, when he said what he did. He says, Trump does not have to say one sentence that matters. That's why the National Guard troops are in full body armor, are still patrolling outside.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, again, they seem to really, you know, a lot of what the House managers put on was, a lot of it was based in emotion. We certainly learned a lot of different other details of what went on inside the Capitol and so forth. But one of the Trump attorneys earlier yesterday, Captain, simply pointed out, look, the president is on being charged with one count of impeachment, and that's what this all
inciting is. A riot.
Inciting a riot, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so again, we're trying to sort of pull it all back. And then I heard one commentator talk about how the senators need to be impartial jurors. That was quickly shut down, by the way, by someone else who said, look, and I think it was Jesse Waters, by the way, I think is what he said, look, do you think that Chuck Schumer is open-minded about this?
Well, I heard
a great comment.
I heard the Democrats reference several times, why did Trump not act sooner on additional security, as the FBI knew that there was a surveillance threat for a few weeks and the protest the march turned into a mob after the speeches? And the answer to that is pretty simple. It's called separation of powers. And the reason for that is because Congress has its own security police department separate from the White House.
Well, exactly. And by the way, anybody who would say President Trump just wanted this all to happen, et cetera, President Trump tried to get, 10,000?
2 days before, he offered 10,000 National Guard troops.
Exactly. And who rejected it? It was the mayor of D.C. And hopefully, Captain, we won't hear it now on this, at least in this forum, on the impeachment trial, but the D.C. police chief, or the Capitol police chief, I should say, would be a very interesting person to talk to about what happened and what was the TikTok on this.
Well, eventually his story is going to come out and he is going to talk to somebody somewhere along the line, I guarantee it, because he has a story to tell and he wants everybody to know that he did everything he could in his power to get additional forces there and they didn't get them. And then when the mayor did say, well, okay, I'll take a couple of hundred or whatever, 300, I guess it was, they put him on traffic duty way back behind things.
Right. So
weapons.
Precisely. And so what we're going to find out is that President Trump was the law and order president. He didn't deviate from that. He wasn't looking to start a revolution or any of these kinds of things. And he actually wanted there to be security because he knew that there were going to be some pretty shady characters that would show up at something like this.
Yeah, and there is documentation of what we're talking about here. We're not just blowing smoke out there for people who are going, oh, yeah, sure, uh-huh. No, there's documentation for this because the DOD themselves and the acting Secretary of Defense at that time was waiting to send the National Guard. The president had contacted him. He was all set to go. And they never did it because the mayor wouldn't let them. And by the way, the mayor took her orders from, Congress. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition all across the country. And we hope you're having a nice, warm, warm day wherever you're at.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on a little bit more than 5 years, and I've been using it because of the inflammation that I have in my left ankle and leg, plus the pain that I constantly am in. And it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. And it's because of the ingredients that are in it. The natural ingredients is no harmful drug effect with this. So the products, that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to, the body and the natural response that it has to inflammation, which also goes to the source of the pain to lower or eliminate the pain altogether. Then it gets you back to normal day activities, and that's what it does for me. Now, the other thing is it supports a healthy response to recovering. So it helps the healing process. It also helps, supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, you'll see a little video. It'll tell you all about the product, how it works, what it does for you. Also, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You try it for 3 weeks. If it works, then you just continue to get the product every month, and you're in like Flynn, as they say. But $19.95 for the 3-week quick start gets you started. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, is there Valentine's Day in Thailand? Did we find out yet from Steve?
Well, we're waiting to see if he'll respond to that. I have a feeling that there is, but we'll find out for sure from our person in Thailand, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting with bated breath here to find out. All right, well, let's talk about Governor Cuomo in New York, because, boy, has he stepped in it. And he faces bipartisan, now, condemnation. Calls for his resignation are following the latest nursing home revelations, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's political troubles intensified yesterday as he faced the fallout from the later bombshell in a widening nursing home scandal that's engulfed his administration. They lied. Now, that woman that was responsible for reporting the story, she's trying to walk it back, because I'm sure that they've threatened her with everything from expulsion to maybe being put in a rubber bag and dumped in a river.
Well, it is really, really, I mean, talk about a bombshell. That's really the definition of a bombshell. And yes, of course, yeah, we understand that she's trying to walk that back, because there is a lot on the line here. I mean, this is a very powerful governor, a very powerful voice in the Democrat Party and so forth. And to have this kind of revelation, all of a sudden, you know, if this is a meteoric, well, not a meteoric rise, but a tragic fall in that sense. What we got to find out, of course, is how far did this go? Who knew what? When did they know it? Why were these numbers covered up, for lack of a better term, at this point? And of course, it all goes into how the COVID emergency was being managed, and was it made worse, a lot worse, by sending COVID positive patients into these nursing homes?
By the way, we got an answer back from Steve. He said, yes, there is Valentine's Day in Thailand. It's a big deal, too. And then he said, if I forgot to get my wife something for Valentine's, it may be living back. I may be living back in the Tampa Bay area.
That's right. I got to tell you, that's right.
Now, Governor Cuomo, trying to weasel his way out from underneath this, did this tremendous thing on Friday. He came out and he said, well, we're going to allow the restaurants to be open an extra hour.
Wow, an extra hour. At what, 25% capacity, I believe?
Yeah, until 11 p.m. at night.
Yep. Well, I guess an extra hour is better than nothing. 25% capacity is better than 0% capacity, or just being able to eat outdoors, as they can do right now in California, but they can't eat inside.
They can eat outdoors there, too, in New York, but it's freezing cold
it's
up
freezing
there right
cold.
Now.
Exactly. So, again, this is, I think for a lot of restaurateurs, it's a little too late, most unfortunately. And everybody wants to be safe. But, of course, we've seen so many people in the restaurant industry, from small restaurants, independent restaurants, to big, you know, corporate-sponsored restaurants. They've done so much, Captain, to try to be safe, to make sure that they're cleaning and sanitizing at a breakneck pace, at a record levels, and so forth. They're doing everything they can to keep their customers and to keep their people employed. And I think they look to the government for just a little bit of help and sympathy on that, as they try to make a living, because they can do so while being safe. It's from what we understand.
Okay, well, we've got a caller. I think I know who this is. So let's see. Is this Todd?
Yes, sir, boss.
60 seconds for Todd. Go for it.
All right, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate Kyle, and I love Kyle. I want to say this: 25% ain't good enough. Okay, nowhere in the Constitution does a governor or anybody have the right to shut down the state. Nowhere. It's not in the Constitution. They're making it up as they go. Take your hour and your $1,400 and stick it where the sun don't shine, and open up the state and let us make the 170 and the 250. Did the girl ask Joe Biden if he was giving his $400,000 away like Trump did to charity? Of course they did. And of course he's not. Okay, open up your state. Look at Cuomo, the fraud that he is. That's your Democrat governor. He lied about it. 15 days. He didn't put his mother in the ALF. No, he didn't. He didn't. He protected his family, but he let your parents die and you couldn't see him. He's a disgrace, just like every Democrat is. And you fake Republicans haven't fooled us either. You should be standing on the mountaintop saying Donald Trump is the greatest Republican since Ronald Reagan. God bless you. Let's save the country. Peace.
All right. And that's Todd in Tampa. Steve is saying both of the Cuomo brothers are self-centered blowhards. Well, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. Now, let me just mention something here, because Governor Cuomo's top aide is currently defending comments made to lawmakers this week over criticism of the state's handling of the nursing home deaths during the COVID pandemic. Now, that's morphed into calls, of course, for accountability and criminal probes, because people died, and you got to find out what the hell went on. And the governor and state officials are all facing mounting pressure amid the accusations that the administration obviously hid the true toll of the deadly virus in New York's elder care facilities. 9,000 people that went to the nursing homes weren't even reported.
Exactly, and that's that the underreporting that we're hearing about when you hear that term in these stories. And again, you know, this is the kind of thing, Captain, if you had an R behind your name, and rightly so, you'd be facing the investigations, there'd be calls for the resignations, and in this case, just because Governor Cuomo has a D behind his name shouldn't make any difference. I think we might hear a larger chorus coming along here, especially as we get more details, because this is a very, very, very terrible thing that happened. And Governor Cuomo has to explain it. He also, I think, has to take responsibility for it. And we'll see how this pans out.
Now, we are starting to hear some news from the states, the six states that we mentioned yesterday, where the five of the six states, the Republicans control the states, but Donald Trump lost every one of them based on the voter fraud and the things that went on there. It's too late to do anything about it, but we're starting to hear now that the mayors are getting restless in these states because, wait till you hear this one, much of the impeachment case against former President Trump in this week's Senate trial has focused on his claims about election fraud. But a majority of Republican voters agree with his claim, in particular in Pennsylvania, that Joe Biden was not elected fairly and without fraud. Now, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal, because now, of course, the election was back in November. Mm-hmm. We went through the events of January 6th and the aftermath of that, and now the impeachment. But as the months and the next couple of years go by, there's going to be a lot more perspective on what happened in the election. And again, it doesn't change anything, but it could rev up people to do the kinds of things that you've been talking about, Captain, in terms of changing things at their local level so that the ability to commit fraud is severely curtailed, let's say.
Well, the supervisor of elections was at a meeting last night, the Wesley Chapel Republican Club. I did not go, but I heard they had a big crowd, and there were a lot of people asking questions about how do we change and get election reform around the country to talk to their relatives that are in other states. So there you go. It's a start. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we roll along during the overnight hours here all around the country. We are live broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Some of you get this show delayed at various hours of the day or night during the weekend. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's lawyers took about 3 hours to present their defense. Among other things, they argued that Trump is a victim of cancel culture. The former president's lawyers called the impeachment trial a witch hunt, a attorney Michael Vanderveen argued that Trump's remarks on January 6th stoking his supporters was no different than the language politicians have used for decades.
No thinking person could seriously believe that the president's January 6th speech on the Ellipse was in any way an incitement to violence or insurrection.
But some Trump supporters who now face criminal charges for the riot said they were acting at Trump's behest, and Democrats also played videos of the insurrectionists shouting at police that they were in the right because they had been sent there by Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And their website is geico.com. And they've been saving people money on their insurance for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And if you go over to geico.com, you can type in your zip code, and they will give you a cost comparison for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They can insure all those too. And they'll also give you the name of an agent if you want to go talk to an agent, or you can handle it all right there online. Now, you really want to save money? Tack in your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy too. Then you get what's called a bundle rate, and you can save even a bunch more money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com is the place to go to. And, like always, tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's talk about Twitter. Social media censorship has made news again with Twitter's announcement that former President Trump's ban from the platform will be permanent. But in a Rasmussen Reports poll, most voters don't trust Twitter or Facebook or other social media companies because they don't censure the content fairly.
Well, I think that's the exact feeling that's out there, Captain, because, number one, President Trump is now banned from Twitter, but yet you have various members of the Iranian regime who are on Twitter and can tweet evidently whatever they want to. Unfortunately, yes, things aren't being the rules and regulations, the standards and practices that they have. They're not being applied evenly from what we can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, it starts to look like they don't like President Trump. They don't want to have him have any kind of a platform at all. Mm-hmm. And so they took him off.
Now, one other little thing here before I get to my caller. A Twitter user by the name of Jennifer Lawrence, she took a bunch of the images and posted them on Twitter that were being used by Congressman Eric Swalwell and some of the other Democrats. She said that they manipulated the images of her tweets that were shown in particular during Eric Swalwell's remarks. Surprise, surprise, right?
Well, surprise, surprise. Yeah, I think this centers around the blue check mark. It's
yep.
a verification symbol.
Yep.
Which she says did not exist on her tweets.
Right. All right, let's go to the telephone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, my name's Garfield J. I'm calling from Lago.
Yes, sir. What's up?
All right, I got a couple of questions I want to ask. One is, I've been hearing so long about how we're going to be running out of good drinking water, but nobody says how much water we're using to clean the solar panels. And the second thing is how much water we're wasting making ethanol. And the third thing, on Fran and Fran, the attorney, could you give me that telephone number?
On what? The telephone number for what, sir?
So Fran and Fran, the attorney.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that. I'll do that in a minute. But, okay, let me get going here. Okay, so he's talking about water. Now, we have, you know what a desalination plant is?
a desalination plant?
Yeah, where they, you've got them in California, we got them here in Florida. As long as you got water in the Gulf, you got drinking water because they bring it in and they run it through the process and whatnot. As far as people running out of water, around the world, maybe, but not where I'm sitting. But let me get to the, let's see, where the heck's the phone number here? When you want something, you can't find it, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, that's always the way that it is.
Yeah. All right. But, what's your situation with water shortages out there?
Well, right now, Captain, we are still in, technically, we're still in a drought. Even though we've had a lot of snow in the mountains and so forth, in fact, I saw a report about this the other day. It still doesn't put us ahead of schedule. We need a lot more snow for a lot longer, over a longer period of time, seasons, basically, to make a real dent in it. The good news is we have seen some rain, but we're in, I think, what they call the La Nina part of the weather pattern and not the El Nino. The El Nino is where we get a lot of rain for a long time, but unfortunately we've only had a little bit of rain in Southern California, so the drought is going to continue. So it would be good to be able to have some more desalinization if we could.
Well, they're going to have the snow, all the snow they want over the weekend here, because we've got, and we'll get into that here in the next segment, and I am going to have to, I can't reach what I need to reach here without getting out of my chair to get him the number.
Well, I think I might have it, though, Captain, right here as we talk about it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's 877-245-6707.
That's it.
877-245-6707 for Fair and Fair.
Yep, that's it. So now he's got the phone number to do whatever he needs to do there. Okay. Now, come on here. That's my little friendly hum that you like to remind me about. Yeah. Anyway.
Sometimes on live radio, especially with all the connections that need to be made.
Oh, I got 50 wires in front of me running in 49 different directions. But anyway, getting back to this Jennifer Lawrence, taking things and manipulating the images just like manipulating the audio in some cases to make it sound like things were a certain way when maybe they weren't to begin with if you played the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Democrats have been famous for years.
Oh, exactly. And what they do, of course, is you're creating a window to the world. And they, of course, are treating this like it is, like they're presenting a court case, that kind of thing. And so they're going to give that, give the perspective that they want the jury to have, basically.
Uh-huh.
But of course, in our system, at least now this isn't a criminal trial or any kind of real courtroom kind of thing, but there is the rebuttal to that. And this is what you were mentioning before about Alan Dershowitz.
Yep.
He felt that their rebuttal did the job. Because you hear one side, you go, okay, well, this makes a lot of sense and this is terrible. But then you hear the other side, and you go, okay, what they were telling me may not have been exactly right. And so, yeah, you get a different perspective. And Swalwell, I think, was reading the tweet from this lady, Jennifer Lynn Lawrence,
uh-huh.
Talking about, you know, her tweet was, we're bringing the cavalry, Mr. President. But, of course, that doesn't mean they're showing up with anybody to do damage. That's a figure of speech, you know.
Yeah,
like, and we'll be there to support you.
And all the terminology about fighting, and we're going to fight, and we're going to this, and we're going to that. I mean, that is a political term that's been used for years and years and years. And by the way, when they said that, you know where my mind went? Military history. We shall fight them to the beaches. We shall fight them on land, on sea, and in the air. We shall fight them, and we shall win. Remember who that was?
That was the Winston Churchill.
You betcha. And yeah. I was thinking about that. I said, boy, would he have gotten in trouble in the modern-day world for all the stuff he was saying?
Well, right. Well, the standard stump speech, and my goodness, you know, Hillary Clinton and even Kamala Harris saying, we're going to fight. And I know how to fight. You know, that's a recent quote from her. And this is the kind of terminology, but unfortunately what they want to do is make it to when President Trump says something, we're going to go fight, but he's inciting an armed insurrection to overthrow the government. But if Chuck Schumer says we're going to fight, and he said, I think we're going to fight like hell, if you don't mind me saying, we're doing our job and we're talking about politics.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a double standard. You can't have it both ways.
You're absolutely true. And folks, you are listening to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. He's out in California where it's, what's the temperature there tonight?
Well, tonight I think it's down into the 50s. I can check that for you here real quick. It looks like right now we've got 55 degrees where I'm at.
Well, it's around 70 where I'm at, and we're going to get some rain today. But I'll tell you what, it beats all that other weather that's out there. And we're getting ready to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, folks, when I give it to you, all I can tell you is I feel for you that are up there in the wind chill factors that are way down below zero. And the snow, all the snow, my God, I-40 south all the way down to I-10 in Texas. You've got snow tonight. It's going to be cold. All right, Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. They can hear us 24/7 on loop on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that very much for us. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Tell them you were listening to me on the Redidio. You'll get that free cup of coffee. And then, oh, by the way, while you're there, become a member of the Drivers Club and get yourself points for the fuel you buy, get yourself points for the food you buy, get yourself points for the supplies you buy in the store. All right, here we go. Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. We're going to crank it up.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind me
righty, Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat, and bandits up front, frogs in his lap, and they're all trucking up and down the highway, as one would have it. Now, let's take a look here. I'm going to read a statement. I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Now, as a cold Arctic air mass remains in place across much of the country, wintry precipitation is going to bring hazards to the Pacific Northwest, the Southern Plains, the Mississippi Valley, into the Ohio Valley, the Middle Atlantic, all across the South this weekend. I tell you, it's going to be a real zoo. Into the Northeast this weekend, at least into early next week. Now, temperatures are going to remain, for the most part, 20 to 40 degrees below the normal across the central part of the country all day Saturday. We've got wind chill factors below zero all the way down to Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and over into Colorado and over into Illinois. Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we've got a lot of winter weather advisories, warnings, all kinds of things happening out west tonight. Briefly, winter weather advisory coming across I-40 in Flagstaff, Arizona. Be careful of that. The wind advisory also in Southern California. That would be Interstate 40, Interstate 15 if you're coming eastbound from Las Vegas, basically into California. You're going to be dealing with that wind advisory. High wind warning as well. Shoots all the way up along the through the Inyo National Forest, that area there, Bridgeport, looks like 395 there. Also near Reno, Carson City, we've got wind advisories as well. Up in Oregon, we've got I-84, Cabbage. They're going to be hanging iron there tonight, Captain, as a result of the winter winter storms there. Right now in Portland, also in Seattle, it looks like we've got snow and snow showers going on there. We've got a big system coming up through the Pacific Northwest, which is pushing on into Washington and Oregon. Also, Montana, we got the wind chill warning up there in the northern part of Montana.
50 again, below zero.
Exactly. So it is cold. It is cold in ways that we've never seen things be cold before. But this is also happening in the southern part of the state there. Also, Idaho, I-84, winter storm warning near Boise, of course. Basically, all through the southern part of Idaho. Also, down Interstate 15 through Utah, we've got winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings, all the way down through Interstate 15 in Utah.
All the way to St. George.
That's right, exactly. Next door in Colorado, avalanche watch and winter weather advisory along I-70 outside of Denver. Denver itself in the I-25 corridor, winter weather advisory there. Winter storm watch near Pueblo and winter weather advisory and wind chill advisory in Cheyenne. This along I-80 up in Wyoming. So be very careful out there tonight. It is cold and it is snowy.
Well, here we go. North Dakota wind chill factor anywhere, depending on where you want to go, from 25 to 50 below zero. Closer you get to the Canadian border, the colder it is. Same thing up in northern Minnesota. Wind chill factors down below. By the way, Bismarck, North Dakota, actual temperature right now 17 below without the wind. You don't even want to know what it is there. That's the central part of the state along I-94. Northern part of South Dakota, including Rapid City, same thing. Wind chill factors approaching 25, 30. 40 below zero. Wind chill factors down below there, down into Nebraska, where we have a winter storm warning in the western part of Nebraska tonight. Snow coming up out of Colorado on 76 to the 80 junction, and you'll have snow all the way across to Iowa. Now, in southwestern Iowa, there's some snow tonight, but in the meantime, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, the western part of Illinois, most of Missouri, all of Kansas, the eastern part the eastern part of Colorado, wind chill factors all down below zero in all those areas. Now, if you're coming across I-40 out of New Mexico, you have a winter storm warning all the way across Oklahoma. And I do mean all the way across Oklahoma. So from Amarillo all the way to the Arkansas state line, a winter storm warning. That includes the rest of the state of Oklahoma. That includes south down to Lubbock, Texas. That includes the metroplex of Dallas where you could see 3 to 6 inches of snow. That snow could go down to Austin, down to San Antonio. It could also run across I-20 all the way to Midland and I-10. You could run in it in the mountains all the way out there to Fort Stockton in Texas. Elsewhere, you got winter storm watches. There's going to be anything from freezing drizzle to sleet to freezing rain to perhaps snow flurries. Now, our Louisiana, I-20, all the way across I-20 tonight, winter storm watch. Over in Mississippi, a general snowfall going to be in northern Mississippi, especially across I-20. That will continue across I-20 into Alabama, over to Birmingham, north up into Tennessee. General snow, winter storm watch as well into Memphis, Tennessee, all across Arkansas, on up into the southeastern corner of Illinois. Moving further up into the lower half of Indiana to include Indianapolis south over in Ohio, from Cincinnati north up to Columbus, and I-70 west all the way over to Indianapolis. All of Kentucky is in a winter storm watch tonight for different forms of precipitation as the weather gets colder and goes down through the level. The western part of West Virginia, you've got snow tonight. You have a winter storm warning, Kyle, from Charlottesville, Virginia, over towards Richmond, down towards the North Carolina line, and then up into above Washington, D.C., headed up towards I-73. Okay, and I'm trying to figure out what all this is here. I got all kinds of different decals in front of me. We got general snow going to be in the mountains of Maryland, the mountains of West Virginia. Up the East Coast, we'll have snow flurries and a winter storm watch all the way up to New York City. This thing is going to be wild, to say the least. And then Florida, where it's much warmer, we're going to have rain in the panhandle, and that rain will be in the southwestern corner of Georgia as well. There'll be some rain between Tampa and what we call Big Bend here in Florida, and there's some fog off the east coast of Florida right now, kind of up along 95 from about St. Augustine to Brunswick, Georgia. And that's what it's looking like right now, Kyle.
I know. It's really a lot.
What a weather picture. What a weather picture.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you guys are traveling on I-10, I-20, I-30, I-40, I-64 east of the Mississippi, I-70 out west, I-70 east of the Mississippi, I-80 west, Iowa west towards Wyoming, I-90, I-94, I-15, I-25, I-17, I-8, you're going to have areas of bad weather, so pay attention to the weather maps and the weather warnings, and make sure that you are all loaded up with supplies and whatnot in case you get stuck out there in the highway when they shut the road down.
Exactly right. Yeah, yep. Be prepared.
Yep. All right, here comes the music. We'll be back with hour number two, and I'll tell you what. After that weather report, I think I'm going to get a hot cup of coffee myself. All right, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.